Amen. Mike Tagubin, hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship together around the precious Word of God and the bread of life. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And he is, beloved. I trust you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And he is wonderful, beloved. Well, it's our privilege to share with you again today concerning the spiritual gifts of miracles and how that God has given these gifts to certain men to proclaim and to magnify himself, to open the eyes of men to the fact that he is the true and the living God. And he gave this spiritual gift to Moses in the Old Testament. Remember, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And so there are many wonderful truths found in the Old Testament that the New Testament explains and makes clear in our thinking and understanding. And so we've been talking about the wonders of God, the miracles which God wrought in the Old Testament to reveal to the then-known world himself that he is the true and the living God, all-powerful, almighty God. And thus we've been studying about the children of Israel and the miracles that God wrought there, the wonders that he performed through the nation of Israel, using Moses as the man to bring about and to accomplish these various wonders that were produced to open the eyes of the then known world to the fact that he is the true and the living God. And thus we've read about Exodus chapter 12, where we saw the lambs slaughtered all on the 14th day of that month, and the offering, they were slaughtered, the blood was caught in a container, it was put over the doorpost and on each side of the doors of the houses of the children of Israel, and all who were inside those homes were safe from the death angel who passed through the land. And the Lamb of God we found in the New Testament is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the type and the picture that was given of Christ, who someday would die for the sins of the whole world, that whosoever would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ should not perish, but have eternal life. And, O beloved, how good it is to have the blood of Christ applied to your spirit, so that you are born again through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledging that you are a sinner, first of all, that you need a Savior, understanding that Christ Jesus, God himself, took on human form, came to earth in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ, walked upon this earth for 33.5 years, and then died on an old rugged cross under the wrath and judgment of God himself as payment for your sins and for mine. That if we would put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died for me, that he was buried in my place, that he arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, conqueror of all, that he might give to each child of man that would believe in Christ Jesus the gift of salvation and eternal life. Oh, beloved, I remember so well when I was a young lad of 5 years old. I didn't understand it all, But the Holy Spirit of God had convicted my young heart of sin, and I remember so well the day that I went forward in a church service to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. And before I reached the front of that auditorium, Jesus Christ had moved into my spirit and had cleansed me from my sin, because He knew the longing of my heart, and my life was transformed that day. And, oh, beloved, He's been with me for over 71 years of my life, and has been faithful all the way, and has never failed me, never forsaken me. And, oh, how wonderful it is to know the true and the living God, to belong to Him, to be His, and that He is mine. And every day I talk to Him, every day I visit with Him, every day I let Him speak to me from His Word, and oh, the beautiful truths and the golden nuggets that He opens up and unlocks for me that thrills my soul and spirit. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be a child of God, and to know the true and the living God, and to be on our way to a glorious eternity with Almighty God. Well, I hope you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. I hope you've accepted Him as your Savior. And if you have, beloved, then I invite you to write to us. We'd love to send you some materials that will help you grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've never accepted Christ, these materials will help you to understand what it means to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive Him as Savior, to invite Him into your heart. And if you'll get a pencil and paper, I'll give you our mailing address so that you can write to us, and so we can send back to you a packet of materials, including a free New Testament and the first three of our Bible correspondence course. And we have four complete courses of Bible correspondence courses that are offered to you free of charge. And if you take all four courses, then we will mail you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. And that can be yours free of charge, all for doing the Bible courses. Now, there's a number of lessons in each one of the Bible courses, and all we ask of you is to answer the answer sheets, and all the information is in the courses, and to send the answer sheets back to us through the mail. We will grade them, we'll send you the next entire course, and once you've completed all four courses, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. And so we would love to have you get involved with the Bible correspondence course. And then we'll also send you a new pocket calendar for this year. And we'll send you other Christian literature. We'll send you some gospel tracts. All of these items will be included in the packet that we will mail to you. And so we would love to hear from you. And our mailing address is Bob Griggs. That's capital B-O-B space capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs. On the next line, you will put a capital P, period, capital O, period, and then capital B-O-X. And the number is 825. That's our post office box number, 825. And then on the next line, you will put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's Ignacio. That's the town we live near. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in, the state of Colorado. And then, after that, you will put our zip code. And our zip code is very important. And so jot down these numbers on that same line, after Ignacio, Colorado, 81137-0825. Now, in the past, we have received letters that had the wrong information, but it had the correct zip code, and we've received the letter because it had the correct zip code. And then on the next line, you will put United States of America. Be sure you include that, otherwise we'll not get your letter. They'll not know what country to send it to. So on the bottom line, you put United States of America, or you can just abbreviate it with a capital U, a capital S, and a capital A, USA. And we do look forward to hearing from you. Again, Bob Griggs, the next line, Post Office Box 825, and the next line, capital IGNACIO, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then the zip code 81137-0825, and on the last line, United States of America, RU, capital U, capital S, capital A. We do look forward to hearing from you. Now we're continuing in our study of the miracles of God. And after the children of Israel had offered that lamb, every one of them killing a lamb according to their eating on the 14th day of that month, they applied the blood, and that night they roasted the lamb with fire, and while they ate the lamb, the death angel passed through the land, and every firstborn in the land died that was not protected by the blood of the lamb. And thus the Pharaoh and all the people of Egypt urged the children of Israel to leave the land. They thrust them out. They encouraged them to go. And they had given them of their wealth. The children of Israel had borrowed the gold and silver from their Egyptian neighbors, and the neighbors, God had burdened their heart to freely give it to them. And so they left with much wealth as they started out on their journey to go to the promised land. And it was from 500,000 to 3,000,000 people. It was a great multitude of people that left the land of Egypt and headed out to reach the land of Canaan. And join me next time. We'll continue. Till then, goodbye.